I'd like to discuss a little drush, a little minug. Today is the day after Yom Kippur, obviously. I'm just curious, anyone is aware that among certain groups there's a name given for today? Does anyone know this name? Anyone hear of this? Isruchag, no, that's only after Yom Tov. It's called, I don't know, Yiddish, called Gotz.
Yeah, Nomen. Last night.
Oh, he knows
last
about
night.
This.
I don't know what they were.
Where did you hear this from? Where?
Shul.
In Shul? What were they saying?
These young guys got something about
that. Gotz Nomen.
Yeah.
Hashem's name. It's
an
expression. Today is the day of Gotz Nomen. Hashem's name. This is classic. This goes back hundreds of years. The day after Yom Kippur is called Hashem's name. That's the day of Hashem's name. It's a big mystery. What does this mean? What's the significance of this day being called Hashem's name? So, let me... there are a lot of Kabbalistic explanations, which I have no understanding of. I tried very hard to figure out all these gematrias that we say L'davar Hashem Ori for 52 days, and each L'davar Hashem Ori, Hashem's name, appears 13 times, and when you say it 42 times, you come to a certain point where you are Mashlim, Hashem's name. So after Yom Kippur, you've reached a certain climax, a certain milestone of Hashem's name. I'm not going to attempt to explain this because I do not understand what this means. But there are a few very similar ideas which made an impression on me. Number one, let's work backwards. I have three reasons. One, the one that I like the best is the last. The second, my second, what?
52.
We say L'David Hashem Ori for 52 days.
Yes, so that's
from
two times a day.
Two times a day is
4.
Okay.
And Yud K Vav K times 4 is 100.
Yud K Vav K times 4
is 124.
Yeah, 26
times 4, 104. I'm confused. I'm not good with this. After we finish, he'll explain to me. He'll explain to me how this works. But we do this. We do, but when you come to the end of Yom Kippur, you've said L'David Hashem Ori 80 times or 40 times, because from the 52 days that we recite L'David Hashem Ori, Yom Kippur is day 40. We start saying Rosh Chodesh Elul,
yeah,
and we go through the whole Rosh Chodesh, which is 30, and then the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so we have concluded day 40. We only have 12 days left to go. I don't know how this works, but that's not what I wanted to discuss. I want to discuss with you three other reasons. Let's go work backwards. The first reason is a Gemara in Masechta, I think it's Masechta Kresos, it could be it's elsewhere. There's something called an Asham Tol. If a person does an Aveira, you don't even need to come on to this, but if a person does an Aveira and he's not sure, did he do Aveira, not do an Aveira, so he has to bring an Asham Toloi. Asham Toloi means, I have a Sofik, I don't know where I'm holding, and when I bring this carbon, it will protect me from any punishment that may come upon me until I know for sure if I'm guilty or not. If I discover at a later point in time that I have definitely committed the Avera, then I will bring the appropriate carbon, or carbon chatas, carbon oil, or whatever the carbon is. But really a carbon chatas. Think about it, a carbon chatas. And if it turns out that I have not done the Avera, okay, so I have not done the Avera. So it's something which is done in the middle. What happens if you do not bring the carbon ash? But you passed through Yom Kippur. In other words, you have an obligation, you did an Aveira, and you're not sure if you did the Aveira. And you really should bring an Asham Toloi. But by the time you get around to bring the Asham Toloi, you have already passed Yom Kippur. You're not obligated. Yom Kippur has the koyach to be mechaper. Now you don't even come on. You don't even need to come on to the Asham Toloi. But the basic idea is Yom Kippur, to a certain degree, atones. That's a certain degree atones for our sins. The Gemara says that tzaddikim are called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do not have here in front of me all the sources. I think we learned this in Yosef Yeshaya. There's a pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call the tzaddikim by His name. After you pass through Yom Kippur, you're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. You've been atoned for all of your averos. Therefore, every person is called by God's nomen, by Hashem's name. The day after Yom Kippur is a very happy, significant day. You've been atoned. If you've been atoned, you're a tzaddik. A tzaddik has a special name. What's the special name? The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say that it's God's name, we don't mean Hashem. So it means every individual is a tzaddik and is right to be called by Hashem's name. Okay, that's one. Now just going back, this has nothing to do with God's name. We should know that today is a very significant day. Many, many Hasidim wear Big Day Shabbos on the day after Yom Kippur. Why? We say this in the davening after Mari Kain. I'm sure like all of you, they sing Mari Kain, like the tune from the London School Boys of Choir, they go back a nigga from 40 years ago, which today has been resurrected, has become extremely popular, mainly because of Gush at CNR. So they always sang that nigga from day one, and for some reason their Talmidim were in especially throughout the world, and they had influence on everyone, and the whole world now sings that nigga for Mari Kain. And at the end of Mari Kain, you say the Yom Tov Hoyose Kain Gadol L'chol Oyhavav B'tzeisoy Min HaKodesh B'Shalom. At the end of Mari Kain, the Kain Gadol will make a Suda, a Yom Tov Hoyose L'chol Oyhavav B'Shenichnas B'Shalom V'Yotza B'Shalom. If he came out in peace, we know the time by Sheni every year they did not make it. Many of the Kohen Gadol did not survive. They would tie a chain before they went in. There was a chain tied to their foot in case they didn't make it out. They would schlep them out. So if a Kohen Gadol would come out, so why would the new guy want to go in? Didn't he learn? No, by me it's going to be good. By me I'm going to survive. But in any event, they made a Yom Tov. So when did he make the Yom Tov? He didn't make the Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So when did he make the Yom Tov? He made the Yom Tov the day after Yom Kippur. So today is the day. You have to remember, if there was a Beis HaMikdash was Man Hazeh, and there was a Kohen Gadol that went Lefnai V'Lefnim, today would be the biggest party. You think Purim is a big Yom Tov? Could you imagine the party today, what was going to be going on today in Eretz Yisrael? There would be a Yom Tov, how you always said, Kohen Gadol. Just imagine what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. The day after Yom Kippur, can you imagine the party? The Yom Tov Hayoyse Kohen Gadol Chol Oy Havav B'Shosh Nichnas V'Yotze B'Shalom. It's a Yom Tov. Memela, there are groups of people who have the custom to celebrate today as the Me'ein of what was, and in Yiratz Hashem, what will be one day, the Yom Tov Gezuntah, the Yom Tov of the Kohen Gadol. It's a powerful day. It's the day of the Yom Tov of the Kohen Gadol.
Maybe that's another linkage between Purim and Kippurim.
The Mishteh. Interesting. Because the Purim, the day of the Purim was a tzoyim, was a fast day.
Both of which
turned into a holiday later on.
And both of which will be around.
Yom Kippur also is a day of a tzom, which turns into a holiday. We celebrate when we survive this difficult day. Okay, now let's go back to the Yom Tov. Well, why is it called God's Nomen? So this is an idea which I like very much. We have to understand that all our holidays today are based upon events that happened in the time of the Torah. What happened on Yom Kippur? We discussed this many times. Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chei to Egel, and Hashem gave us the Lucha Shnios. Vayomer Hashem Solach Lichid Varecha, where we recited that Nusach HaTfilo was actually said on Yom Kippur. That was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemaim. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemaim for three sets of 40 days. The first set of 40 days culminated in bringing down the Luchos Rishonos. And what happened when he came down with the first set of Luchos? Smash! They were destroyed. Moshe went on for another 40 days and was mispalled that Hashem should forgive. Hashem said, fine, I will forgive you. And come back up for another 40 days where we'll prepare and we'll write the Luchos Shnios. And at the end of those 40 days, which was Yom Kippur, Moshe came down and Hashem gave Moshe the second set of Luchos, and Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem Solach Lichid Varecha. Now during this time, during these 80 days, from the time of the Shviras HaLuchos, which took place on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Klal Yisrael were in a lot of trouble. Hashem said, Hedef mimeni v'ashmidem. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Get away from me. I'm going to wipe them out, and I'm going to start all over with you. You from you are going to form a new nation. We were in a state of a person who was excommunicated. Like we said, Hataras Nadarim, and Nidui. A person that has committed a crime, and the Bezin says this person is an Achirem, a Shamta, a Nidui, The halach is he has to be sent out of the Sholosh Machnos, and no one is allowed to have anything to do with him. That's the halacha. That's a very big problem we have in society today. People that don't follow the rules, there's nothing that anyone can do. Someone doesn't give a get, someone is an avarian, he doesn't give his wife a get, so what power does Bezin have? Nothing. You don't go to this shul, so you go to another shul. Time of Chazal, if Bezin says you're a nadui, no one is allowed to do business, no one is allowed to give this person an aliyah, no one's allowed to talk to him. And not only that, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Can you imagine? A person who is a nadui, who has been excommunicated by a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by a bezin for a sin, is not allowed to put on tefillin. The tefillin is the Shem Hashem. V'rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikro lecho v'yodu mimeka. You're not allowed to put the Shem Hashem on your head when you are a nadui. Klal Yisrael, for 80 days were excommunicated. When they worshipped the eagle, Hashem said, Hedef mimeni v'ashmideim, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. There's no greater nidui, excommunication, than what we deserved for the worshipping of the eagle. We were, therefore, for these 80 days, we were not allowed to wear tefillin. Unbelievable. No, we never know this. That's also one of the hidden meaning of the Midrash that Hashem told Moshe, told Aaron, take off their crowns. So simply means Nasa v'Nishma. When a Klai Yisrael Mekabel the Torah, Nasa v'Nishma, they got two crowns. They got a crown for Nasa v'Nishma, but also then in Moshe, and it says in the Pasuk, it's a Mamash the Pasuk, he says, to remove your crowns. What are the crowns? The Tefillah Shel Yad, the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Why? You're not, besides the mystical meaning of the crowns, but it means remove your tefillin, you're in the state of Nidui. That's it. Arois. Out. When were we forgiven? On Yom Kippur. When was the, and therefore when will we put tefillin back on? Today. And what are tefillin? V'ro kol ame haaretz ki shame Hashem nikra alecha. Today is the day we reenact putting your tefillin back on. And what are tefillin? God's nomen. Shame Hashem nikra lecha. So you put on tefillin today, you already put on tefillin, you have to know this with before, and it's not just an ordinary day of putting on tefillin. It's putting on tefillin to be brought back into the fold. God's nomen. Okay, now we come to the idea number three. What?
Why don't we mention in yesterday's tefillas about giving us back the luchos? There's no mention, as I recollect, in any of the tefillas.
It's a good point. Maybe in the piyutim. You have to look carefully in the piyutim that we skip in the back of the machzor. The back of the machzor. It's very likely. Say nothing. Just say the basics. Say zip. Just say the basics. But the truth is, everywhere I've been, all the shuls, they say the same exact thing. The only difference between a regular shul and the yeshiva davening, as far as I know, is do they say the piyutim in Birchas Kriyashma? That's it.
We said the piyutim
before.
Birchas Kriyashma. But during Chazaras Hashatz, I've done in a lot of places, a lot of shuls. Mm-hmm. In the Ulaos of davening. So the Chazaras Hashatz, the same thing. The same exact thing.
The piyutim?
The piyutim. They skip the same piyutim and they say the piyutim. What? No, they pretty much every shul I've been in during Chazaras Hashatz, they say exactly the same thing. They skip the small stuff and they say the big stuff. And that's exactly what they do in all the yeshivas. Not Chaimon, every yeshiva. What's the difference between yeshiva davening and regular davening? The only difference is from Baruch Hu until Shimon Esrei, either you go very slow and you say just the big print, or you go very quick and you say the little print also.
No, we say it like Shabbos.
That's the only difference.
Say like
what? The Shlosh Shabbos are very long.
Yeah.
They're not everywhere. I dive in Rosh Hashanah Yeshiva Minyan. I dive in Ruach HaTorah around the corner from where I live. I'm in Mark. I wanted to go there one day. Very nice davening. A very holy person. A very quick Shimon Esrei. Very quick.
That's about hours.
What?
Where's the
mirror? Oh, the mirror. You can't bring your eye from the mirror. The mirror is... There's nowhere like the mirror. Ruach HaTorah is on Ocean Avenue between I and J. Tab. You know Tab. So that's each night. It's a very yeshiva shemenyan, a very chosh shemenyan, and the shtilah shemun eshay, I was very surprised. It's pretty short. One, two, three, no games. Okay. explain in Mir Yeshiva and Chaim Berlin, other yeshivas, they you're right, they have a very long silent Shemona Esrei. Okay, now the third reason is another beautiful reason why do it was called today Gotz Namen, because today is the day when we return to say Hakel HaKadosh. If you ask the average person what is more chashev, to say Hamelech HaKadosh or Hakel HaKadosh, what will the average person say? Hamelech HaKadosh, because during the Aseres he made tshuva, we're on a very high madrega, we behave ourselves and we say Hamelech HaKadosh. It's not true. Hakel HaKadosh, because Hakel is Hashem's name. Hashem's Kel is Kodesh. I can't even say it now. I have to say Hakel with a kuf. I can't even say. But Hamelech, I can say Hamelech HaKadosh. Why is that so? Because in Rosh Hashanah we reenact creation. When Hashem created the world, you can argue two ways. It was a very mundane world. It took many years, many generations, until there was a holy person called Avraham that was the founder of Klal Yisrael, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, came down, brought down the Torah. It took 26 generations until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and brought the Torah down to the world on Matan Torah. It takes time. When a child is born, child just wants a diaper and wants food. There's no kiddusha. It takes time until you develop, until you mature. On Rosh Hashanah, the world is recreated. It's a very simple world. It takes time to reach a madrega when we are worthy, when we are deserving of saying Hashem's name, Hakel HaKadosh. After going through 10 days, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, going from one level to another level, and climaxing with Yom Kippur, now we are roy to proceed throughout the year and say Hakel HaKadosh. Therefore, we've reached the madrega where we're roy for Gotz Namen.
Well, Kash,
yeah.
You already said it last night.
That's the last night is the after Yom Kippur. Of course, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur is the whole day. Mitzvah Yom Kippur is called Gotz Namen.
He said he heard about it last night.
The idea. Yeah, of course. That's not only the day. It's not the day. It means the day after Yom Kippur is called Gotz Namen. So to review, we have here four ideas. Someone you should remember, you're walking away. The day after Yom Kippur is a beautiful day. It's a special day. Go to davening today. I'm sure wherever you daven today, it's different. You come today. I know it's the same.
No.
What? No, not this idea. But I mean the feeling.
Yeah.
People, you feel.
The feeling is.
Yeah.
The Maariv right after Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
That's why you clap Shlach Lanu Avinu.
It depends where. No, it depends where. It depends where.
So the regular Maariv.
It depends. It's fast all year round.
Yeah, whatever it goes around.
No.
Yeah, because that's why you say, why should you clap Shlach Lanu Avinu Bashmanu?
No, it depends where you daven. It's not right. Chaim Berlin, last day, there's a very slow Bakovid Gemariv. They first sing, they first when it's over, they sing, they dance, they Yivarech. What? They did have Yortzad. What? They have a Yortzad. The same, every single year, the same person davens Mitzvah, he's a Yortzad. Every single year since I'm davening, they're always the same person davens Mitzvah, the same voice. You always hear that voice, the way he says it, that way of saying it, because he has a Yortzad that day. But but it's a very special day, so remember to recap three beautiful ideas about today. Number one, the Yom Tov HaYoyseh Kohen Gadol L'chol Oyhavav. Today is the Yom Tov of the Kohen Gadol. He made a suda for the who's the Chol Oyhavav? The whole Klal Yisrael. Aaron was Oyhev Shalom, V'roidev Shalom. Who's not one of the Oyhavav of Aaron HaKohen? The whole Klal Yisrael is Yom Tov today. Number two, it's God's Namen. Three reasons why it's God's Namen. Everyone is forgiven for their sins, and the Pasuk says that Tzaddikim are called Al Shem Hashem. Everyone today gets a new name, a new Kriyas Hashem. Gotz Namen. It refers to individuals. Every individual has a new name. Number two, it's called Gotz Namen because it's we put on tefillin. Today, the Nidui, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha, And this, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, take off your crowns, put them back on. What are you putting back on? V'roi kol am eretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. And the third reason why today is called Gatznam is because today is when we've reached that madrega where we can once again, we can say now Hakel HaKadosh. Okay, now, we have a few minutes.
What? Also what?
What? Okay, for next year. For next year. Again, a little bit earlier today, right? You're supposed to do that, right? You're supposed to do that. All right.